You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Senate Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Dianne Feinstein delivered her opening statement at Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearing. Here are the edited remarks of Senator Feinstein.
Less than 1 month ago, the nation lost one of our leading voices for equality. Ruth Bader Ginsburg left very big shoes to fill. Judge Ginsburg loved the law, and she loved this country. She worked all of her life to ensure that the opening words of our Constitution, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union," included all the people, not just a few, elite few. She was a standard bearer for justice. In filling Judge Ginsburg's seat, the stakes are extraordinarily high for the American people, both in the short term and for decades to come. Most importantly, health care coverage for millions of Americans is at stake with this nomination. So over the course of these hearings, my colleagues and I will focus on that subject. We will examine the consequences if, and that's a big if, Republicans succeed in rushing this nomination through the Senate before the next president takes office. But most importantly, in just a few weeks, on November 10th, the Supreme Court will hear hearings in Texas v. California, a case brought to strike down the ACA. The president has promised to appoint justices who will vote to dismantle that law. As a candidate, he criticized the Supreme Court for upholding the law and said, and I quote, "If I win the presidency, my judicial appointments will do the right thing, unlike Bush's appointee, John Roberts, on Obamacare," end quote. And when he appointed Judge Barrett to fill Justice Ginsburg's seat, the president said that eliminating the Affordable Care Act would be, quote, "a big win for the USA." Judge Barrett, you've been critical of Chief Justice Roberts for his 5-4 opinion upholding the law, stating that Roberts, quote, "pushed the Affordable Care Act beyond its plausible meaning to save the statute," end quote. This well could mean that if Judge Barrett is confirmed, Americans stand to lose the benefits that the ACA provides. So I hope you will clarify that in this hearing.